And now, turn off your radios if you don't want to hear my perversion of this number one 1970 Mungo Jerry summertime hit. In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you pull out your grill from its wintertime spot. You got grilling, you got grilling, you got grilling on your mind. Go to the supermarket meat counter, see what you can find. And what will you find?
We've got larger supplies of most meats out there. Wholesale prices, which are down from a year ago, in some cases fairly sharply.
Whoa, that's Shale Shagum. He's a livestock analyst for the U.S. Department of Agriculture and indeed for meat as we get ready to start the summer.
There's a lot of product out there.
Production of most meats running higher than this time a year ago.
Broiler production up about 2%, beef production up better than 6%, and pork production up 3 to 4%.
And with bigger supplies, supermarkets are paying lower prices at wholesale than this time a year ago.
Our wholesale choice beef price has been down about 7% from a year ago. Pork's been down about 10%, with loins down about 5 to 6%, and ribs down about 9%. On the poultry side, chicken breasts are running about 6% lower. These are all wholesale, of course.
And so the question for us shoppers?
How much of those declines are passed on to consumers?
Now, as we started the month, wholesale meat prices, as we said, were declining. But as far as that showing up at the grocery store at the start of the month?
A little bit of a mixed bag in the meat category, but the beefs, hot dogs, also pork prices, those were up slightly.
Agriculture Department food price analyst Anne Marie Coons, she says choice sirloin steak when we started the month was running 5.8% higher than the same time frame a year ago. Ground beef up 5%, frankfurters 2%, pork overall up less than 1%, chicken legs down almost 3%. That was as of the first of this month. Since then, wholesale prices, as you heard, have dipped below a year ago, and Coons says don't give up hope then for lower meat prices this weekend than we paid a year ago.
There definitely is this what we call a pass-through effect. So as prices decrease at the farm and wholesale level, that will get passed through. But what's usually unique about holiday weekends, we're coming up Memorial Day weekend, a lot of these grocers do offer specials on foods that they know Americans are purchasing for that weekend to kind of get people in the store to do their shopping. So I think we could expect to see potentially prices decline for a lot of these meats.
Possibly down below what we were paying this time a year ago, possibly continuing to decline through the summer. So it looks like a pretty good grilling season.
It's wet season. Next season, wet season,
next season, wet season, hold it, hold it, hold it. It is grilling season.
Whatever you say.
Thank you, Bugs. Maybe they'll put carrots on sale for you this summer. So have a great summer, Bugs.
Okay.
Okay. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.